At this time, Dick's sons, Bob and Dan, would like to share a few memories and celebrate the life of their father. So, Bob, would you like to say
something? No, I think Dan's not.
Thanks for coming today. I'm really grateful that you're here because this is so very comfortable. I know that it's a small effort to gather this group here together today from all over the world and from both halves of our family, both halves of Dad's life, as it is in the Hornbills, which I think could be here today. When I thought about things that I've learned from my dad, of course, I remember things like the German words that he picked up from his grandma, Herbert, his little card tricks. They come to mind. It sounds funny, but the way I wind chords, even every time I look at that, I see a snapshot of my dad. Those signs are everywhere. There's a million stories and memories that I've been talking about with my family, but especially over the last few days. I'd love to share some of these things with you, but I'd like to go kind of down a little different road. I'd like to talk about some of the things I've learned from my dad. Some of those things that seem relevant in my life. They've molded what I do, who I am, and who I want to be. The first one is grace. Dad taught me about the right way to treat people come into my life. From making friends with the carpenter who built the cabinets on our house on Craig Drive, to being the favorite patient of the nurses in the hospitals that he's been in. He's treated people with respect and dignity and spoke with them like they were friends. He made a special effort to remember each of their names. Dad had a very disarming way of making friends out of strangers. Treat people well, wherever you are. He talked about defensive driving. Yeah. Give people plenty of room on the road. Allow for others to be human, make mistakes, without crowding them. Be ready to course adjust at a moment's notice. But this concept kind of translates throughout life, over the whole works, not just the driver. A little flexibility, courtesy, and grace. It's pretty much a do unto others thing. The second thing I learned is generosity. As a regular blood donor, I know that many lives have been saved as a result of Dad's donations and my own. He took me as a boy to the blood bank to see some things the man does quietly that are part of the life-saving importance for people who we'll never meet. I've been a regular blood donor for years because of Dad. This is his enduring legacy. He always gave generously his time for me. He made me feel special, and he loved me too in some way. He gave us his love for my mom, for Bob, for Sandy, for myself, and his second half family, too, in Florida, the Cormans. He never ran out of love. He bailed us each out of trouble on more than one occasion, but he didn't cop. He helped us to understand how to stand on our own two feet and to make our way in the world. Mostly from his second half, he demonstrated how he gave his time in his community, in his church and home. I was reminded last night about the tireless quests for toys that Dad and Ivy had over many Christmases. Again, it's do unto others. My last one is preparedness. And that's be prepared, like the Boy Scout motto. Of course, Dad's was pack a week early for vacation. That was his motto. Plan, plan, plan. I've laughed at this since I was 8. I don't know about packing early. I've been largely a spontaneous, last-minute kind of guy, and those of you who know me know this all too well. But there's wisdom there, as I've discovered recently over the last few days. He had all his affairs in order, and that made one less thing for all of us to worry about in our grief, and one less thing to sort through. He knew that one day this would pay off, not necessarily for him, but for those he left behind. He was thinking about us. Thanks for that. Dad, there are countless things I've learned from you. These are just a few that stuck out. Thanks for it all. You've modeled for me what a man should be. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus told us, do unto others whatever you would like them to do to you. Profound stuff, very simple, but words to live by. Thank you for your example, Dad. We will miss you.